In Ukraine, the man ousted by the Orange Revolution in 2004 has returned to power as prime minister. Viktor Yanukovych is now in a position to share power with the man who beat him. How that power sharing will actually work is still unclear. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
Viktor Yanukovych's confirmation by parliament last Friday sealed a stunning reversal of fortune. The pro-Moscow opposition leader was closely identified with the disgraced old administration of former communists that was swept from power 2 years ago. Speaking to reporters last week, Yanukovych said he's now reached a deal with the leader of that revolution, his arch-rival, President Viktor Yushchenko.
In general, we've reached a common understanding in most questions about forming the new government, and we've essentially supported the president on all basic issues.
Yanukovych represents the industrial, largely Russian-speaking east of a deeply divided country. His party of regions came in first in recent parliamentary elections, but failed to win a majority. Nearly 5 months of tense negotiations followed before last week's deal. Some analysts say Yanukovych's appointment preserves the Orange Revolution's ideals by giving power to a democratically elected party. Alexander Konovalov of Moscow's Institute for Strategic Assessments says both sides averted a possible constitutional crisis.
They demonstrated some quality of, I wouldn't say developed democracy, but nevertheless, they demonstrated skill to find compromises.
As part of the deal, Yanukovych signed a memorandum on national unity, preserving key areas of the president's liberal agenda. President Yushchenko will maintain control over foreign and security policies. He's appointing the foreign, defense, and interior ministers. Prime Minister Yanukovych will run the economy. But Konovalov warns the agreement doesn't mean the two men will be able to share power, since they represent opposite ends of Ukraine's political spectrum.
How it will work in practice, nobody will say for sure now, but I would foresee severe struggle between these two politicians for the practical ruling of the country.
Konovalov believes Ukraine is headed for difficult and unstable political times. Kirill Rogov of Moscow's Kommersant newspaper agrees. He says the country is going through transition after new constitutional reforms broadened the powers of parliament and the government.
That kind of construction of democratic politics with a big role for parliament and political parties is new for Ukraine and the post-Soviet space in general.
Yanukovych says improving ties with Russia is at the top of his agenda. He won a pledge last week from President Yushchenko that Ukraine would hold a referendum before joining NATO, Yushchenko's foreign policy priority. Yanukovych has also pushed to make Russian an official language.
Ukraine is pro-Western only from Moscow's point of view. In fact, Kyiv has made a decision to strengthen Ukrainian sovereignty. And that's something Western Europe and the structures of the European Union will guarantee.
One major issue the new government will have to tackle is the price it pays Russia for natural gas. Moscow temporarily shut down pipelines last winter during a price dispute. Yanukovych will have to use his good relations with Moscow to prevent another possible standoff when the price comes up for renegotiation this year. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.